Hey, it's the Thursday podcast. Really good podcast. Kind of hits everything today, including hard, hard laughs, some really good uplifting stuff, some deep, deep thought on what's coming, not only in the Biden administration with the Great Reset that you must know about and must do your research now before it hits us. It's going to come fast and furious. Man, somebody should name a movie or 10 like that. Also, the last part of the podcast, we play some audio that has been compiled that is stunning. You want to talk about inciting riots? It is stunning when you hear it all put together. And last week, they wanted to say, in fact, they did say, that this is the worst attack on the Capitol since 1812. It's actually not. All you have to do is go back to the 1980s. The story behind this and the audio from the news is, what did you call it, Stu?
Jaw-dropping.
Jaw-dropping. It is. You won't believe it when you tie it all together. Don't miss a second of today's podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Mr. Pat Gray from the wildly dangerous, soon to be banned.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Podcast.
The things that come out
of your mouth.
Of my mouth.
You're unleashed.
Yeah.
You should have a leash.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the leash that AOC is now asking Congress. They want a committee, you know. Like, they should call it, like, the committee for things that aren't really American, or
Shortening that a little bit?
Like what?
Like un-American.
Things, un-American what?
Yeah, like un-American activities, maybe, events.
Well, you have to have committee in it.
Yeah, the committee
for un-American activities.
You do like activities?
I do like that.
Okay, that's a good
one. That's probably something that they should look into.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that next hour and what is truly coming. Do you have any thoughts? Any thoughts on maybe what, like, you know, might be happening next week?
Next week?
Yeah. Are you comfortable
with the inauguration?
Yeah.
And the 20,000 troops that we're sending to D.C.? And
I'm all for it. More troops, the better. I don't want anything to happen.
Sad. I mean, yes.
I don't want anything to happen.
Because we don't want anything to happen. But how
sad,
heartbreaking is it that that's necessary right now? It's hard to believe. Somebody sent us a video. They were at a Stuckey's truck stop or something, and military tanks rolling through the parking lot. Yeah, this was in
on their way to someplace.
Yeah, on their. This is in Jersey, New Jersey.
Well, there's Fort what's its face in New Jersey.
Yeah, so they might have just been going to the base.
Hang on just a second. No, I thought they were on the back of a truck.
No,
this is like pulling up to the gas station.
Yeah. And it's one after another. One tank after another. And the...
What is going on in our country?
So they're fully armed.
Oh, my damn.
You'll never see them armed.
I've never seen them off trucks.
This is freaking me out a little.
A little?
Okay. Wow.
Well, we know they're putting military sources in place, though, right, for this. I mean, there's no question about they're upping security.
Though.
It is crazy. It's a crazy time.
It's crazy.
Obviously, everybody saw the pictures of, like, the thousands of troops lying down in the Capitol throughout this. I mean, these are images you'd never picture seeing. I mean,
I remember when I went up to Lower Manhattan right after the World Trade Center fell, and it was still smoldering and... Oof, it was bad. And that was the first time I had ever seen armed military in the streets of America. Never in my life. I mean, think of this with kids now that are, you know, 15 years old or 20-year-old, you know, college students. They've grown up in a world where it's not unusual to see the military. Until 2001, I never saw the military actually deployed. in America. There, I never saw a tank deploy. You might see it in a parade, or you'd see it on the back of a truck going from one fort to another, but I never saw anybody who was wearing fatigues carrying around machine guns. Never. And it was terrifying to see that. Mm-hmm. And now to be sitting here, you know, 20 years later, and it's getting worse, and you're hearing talk about domestic terrorism. It's a little frightening. Can we talk about something happy? Can we talk? Well, not happy. Can we talk just about some fun things? Can we just blow off just for a second? We have a very important hour for you in the news coming up next. Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, Pat, I know you're still reeling from Colin Powell saying he can no longer call himself a Republican.
Yeah, that was my advice to him 25 years ago. Yeah, calling yourself a Republican.
It was weird when he said that. He came out this weekend. I'm still reeling from it.
Are you reeling?
I'm still reeling from it. It was such a shock. Gwyneth Paltrow has decided to leave acting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, no, no.
No.
Don't. I should have broken that a little. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, she's thinking that maybe she's not going to act anymore.
I'm sure she'll still doing it. She's so talented.
She's quitting acting.
No!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
My first question is, did she quit acting or did acting quit her? You know what I mean?
I think what happened is her selling BS medical cures is making her so much money she no longer needs to act.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, she's actually not acting because, quote, I've actually not been that comfortable being a public person or being in front of the camera, even though I've done it for so long. Part of me really feels shy. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but Gwyneth, haven't you been selling vagina rocks?
Candles.
candles?
Yes, candles.
No, 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 no. First, it was the rock. First, it was the cold rock that she said,
yeah, okay.
I just put that there and it all works out. And then it was the vagina. You're not a shy person. I just want you to know you're not a shy person.
In fact, the reporting on that, on the candle in particular, was that she went around to her entire staff and made them all smell it.
The candle?
The
or?
Candle.
Again.
Okay. That's a great question, Pat.
I mean, can I compare? So
that's my last day at the office. If that's the other thing.
But wouldn't you want to say, how do I know this is what it smells like? I mean, I don't want to smell it, but is it? I mean,
like a blind
how
test.
How do I know what you're selling is not another piece of crap like that rock that you said you shoved up there? That didn't work out.
We're just looking for accuracy.
That's
here.
All we're looking for.
It's so a great funny. Point. The candle, Pat, is the answer to your question. Yeah, right, the candle. The candle. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So, will you smell this? How she had to have some scientist who is a smellologist that is making those perfumes. I mean, she couldn't describe it. At some point, she had to say, I want it to smell like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You're right. I mean, that had to have happened, right?
Right. Somebody who's, I don't remember what they call them, but they're smellologists just for this show.
Yeah.
It's science, man. Somebody had to, I don't know. Bring it on over here. Let me just sit up here on my workbench. I got to, no, not quite right. I think I'm getting close.
Ick.
All right, let's switch the subject. Let's
again in an era of like Me Too, where like sexual harassment in the workplace is such a big issue.
Right.
She went around and forced her employees to sniff a candle that supposedly smelled like her. And then,
not her, a specific part
of her.
Yes,
I'm trying not to repeat it over and over again, but a specific part of her. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, there had to be the conversation, well, what does it smell like? I mean, they had to go through that process if it was going to be accurate.
But can I bring this full circle?
Yes.
She says she's a shy person.
Oh, God.
Okay. Greta Thunberg has got her own her own stamp coming.
There's definitely not an R in there. So it's
Thunberg.
I think it's Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's the fun way to say it, at least.
Yeah. So it's she's got her own stamp coming, which...
Like American stamp?
No.
Or, oh, okay.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Well, no, I would not be shocked at all.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. If I mean, in the next 4 years, totally a possibility.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is from Post Nord.
Okay.
Post Nord has a Greta Thunberg stamp. Mm-hmm. And if we do it in America, I do hope it's an airmail stamp.
Well, either way, you're transporting goods or services, right? Like you're, or mail, even. You're driving it around. Like, how are they doing this? How is it happening? You wouldn't want the, you'd be cutting down trees for paper for the stamp. I mean, there's a production line that's
making
them.
You don't think she's going to say this as soon as the stamp comes out? How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you make
how
a stamp?
How dare you?
I would have loved to be there. I mean, a fly on the wall at the Gwyneth Paltrow company. And I would have liked to bring with me Greta. So she goes around and she says, I want you to smell this. And Greta could say,
how dare you?
All right. Back in just a minute. Thank you, Pat. You can listen to Pat Gray Unleashed at any time, whenever you want. And the heavens will open up and he will be there. Thank you very much.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
All right. So last night I laid out the beginnings of the Biden cabinet, and I urge you to watch it on Blaze TV. Please join us. If you have found value in the things that we expose, if you have found value in what we have done, we are doing it every single day. And we are also, as everybody else is, under attack every single day. I know money is tight. I just ask you for priorities. And if the work that we have done in the past and are doing every day fits into something important to you, we ask for your support and join us and become a member of Blaze TV. The benefits are great. The work is what it's really all about. And we need to be in touch with you and continue to tell the truth to you so you know what it is. BlazeTV.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn and you're going to save 30%. So last night, and you can go back on the Blaze, or I think, is it on YouTube? Parts of it are on YouTube, I think. You can go back and you can see the full analysis, and we'll show you who's in bed. Big tech, big time. All of the people that were instrumental in whatever was happening in Ukraine, they're leading the show now. But there's also something else that's really, really important. A lot of people will say, oh, the Great Reset, it's not going to happen. You're never going to get it through, even with this. Joe Manchin, he's not going to vote for any of this Green New Deal stuff. I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen at a breathtaking pace. How could they do it? Last night at the beginning of the show, I showed the partnership between government and corporations that have already begun, the public-private partnership. Silicon Valley is merely the first to reveal themselves. I want to show you a document here that I was shocked that when I picked it up in the Mercury One library. This is a document. I'm showing it on Blaze TV, but it is signed by Lyndon Johnson. It is a thank you letter in 1964 to the governor of California, thanking him for the very constructive suggestions on proposals to channel additional federal resources to California with a federal, state, local fiscal relationship, public-private relationship. The governor had an idea, and he said, we need your help. We need your help because we're going to build a huge R&D center. This letter is the beginning of Silicon Valley, the public-private partnership that is now come to full fruition. This is from Lyndon Johnson in 1964. These things can be good. They also can be very, very bad when they're out of control, and they are. But Silicon Valley is just the first to reveal themselves. Finance is going to be next. I want to show you what's happened this week. Stripe has announced that they've stopped processing payment for President Trump's campaign website. This is a very important and scary development. It is a sign of what's to come. Rational, regular Democrats, not Marxist revolutionaries, but the average Democrat that might have voted for Joe Biden because they think, oh, things are going to be sane, they don't understand that this is not about Donald Trump. This is now about silencing anyone who opposes. I beg you to pray for safety for this president and the next president and all those in Washington and all over our country. Inauguration Day must be peaceful. Otherwise, it's going to, I mean, everything I've warned you is going to happen as soon as next week if it's not peaceful. Please pray and beg for God's forgiveness and protection and mercy. So Stripe, in case you don't know, Stripe handles all the credit card payments. I mean, if you, let's say you subscribe to, I don't know, the Daily Journal, the conservative Daily Journal, they might use Stripe to process all of the credit card numbers. They keep them. It's all secure. They take it out of the credit card and they give it to the company that's using Stripe. Okay. Without Stripe or a company like Stripe, and Stripe is the best, you have nothing. You can't process anything. You can't say, well, give me your credit card. You have to say, lick a stamp, put some money into it, and send it to us. Okay? Now, when a company that doesn't comply, can they have their online payment processing canceled? Can they do that? Well, we went to Stripe's website. Stripe can deem a business prohibited or restricted if, now listen to this, this is a very high wire that they have to, you have to jump over to get canceled. One, you're an illegal business. Got it. Two, you're heavily regulated. That would be guns. That would be banking. Three, you're shady. And that's in parentheses. I mean, in quotation marks. You're shady. The hell does that mean? Four, you're financially risky. I don't know what that means. Five, you attract money laundering. Okay, I think we're cool with that one. What does that mean exactly? And six, the most important, if you pose a brand risk for Stripe. So
they're open about it.
They're open about it.
Yeah.
You start to, you know, if we start getting heat for doing business with you, we're out. Okay. This is huge. Any one of those, well, illegal and probably attracting money laundering, any one of these things could get anybody that is selling anything on Etsy or anything, get you shut down. Now, how does this relate to the Great Reset? Because the Great Reset is all built around climate change. So you'd have to be a pretty big climate change activist to be part of what is, I believe, coming. Well, here's the latest headline. Stripe will pay $1 million a year to take carbon out of the air. So they are like an older, uglier corporate version of Greta Thunberg. It was announced 2 days ago that Deutsche Bank is dropping Donald Trump from any future business again. Again, another sign of what's coming. Deutsche Bank, if they say they're not going to do anything with Donald Trump, do you think Citibank is going to help hold his loans, give him new loans for new hotels or anything else? No. So now they've not only impeached him a second time, but they are going to destroy his ability to do any kind of business. So anyone outside of this Great Reset bubble is going to be cut off. Stand up and be shut down. Finance is partnering now with government, and they're blending together in the same way big tech is. I don't know how long it will be before conservatives will have to have their own banks, their own separate internet. I mean, are we going to have to be required to wear some sort of a symbol, maybe a cross on our clothes, so we're identifiable to the public? I mentioned earlier that finance is deeply embedded in Joe Biden's cabinet. Well, it's not Goldman Sachs. Do you remember everybody on the left? Goldman Sachs, how could you possibly have Goldman Sachs? They work at Goldman Sachs. I want to introduce you to a new name. Now, anybody who's big in investing knows this name. It's BlackRock Investments. Now, listen to this. Biden's senior advisor now is Mike Donilon, and he has a connection to the company through his brother, the company BlackRock, through his brother, Thomas Donilon. Now, Biden's administration links to BlackRock are a little out of hand. His senior advisor's brother is the chairman of BlackRock Investment Institute. BlackRock executive Brian Deese has also been named Biden's top economic advisor and will head the National Economic Council. The BlackRock chairman and CEO, Larry Fink, is serving now as the top official at the Treasury Department, as will former BlackRock senior advisor Wally, I don't remember how to say his name, Ademo, I think, who also was the president of the Obama Foundation. Global chief investment strategist Michael Pyle of BlackRock is now the chief economic advisor to Kamala Harris. Do you see the roles that these guys are playing? Now, maybe it's just because, oh, they're just so genius. Yep. Could be. But may I suggest there's something else you need to look at? Big tech and BlackRock. Now, who the hell is BlackRock? BlackRock controls $7.8 trillion. They are the largest money manager in the world. And I want you to, I want to put this kind of money into perspective. With the control of that amount of money, if BlackRock could declare themselves a nation state, they'd be bigger than Japan. They'd have the third highest GDP in the world. It would be America, China, BlackRock. Okay? That's how powerful they are. Their platform is used by both the Fed and the European Central Bank. The money involved equals $21.6 trillion. To put this into perspective, there is about $50 trillion globally in circulation. All the money in the world, you pile it all together, the stuff that people have in their wallets from here to China is $50 trillion. BlackRock controls half of it. Now, John Kerry was at the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum is where the Great Reset has been hatched, and everyone is part of this now. John Kerry, after the election, was asked by, what's his name? Not Charles Schwab.
Klaus Schwab.
If we can count on the United States to be part of the Great Reset, is Biden actually going to do it, or is he going to slow it down? Listen to the response.
Are we expecting too much too soon from the new president, or is he going to deliver first day on this topics?
The answer to your question is no, you're not expecting too much. And yes, it will happen. And I think it will happen with greater speed and with greater intensity than a lot of people might imagine.
Okay. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen with greater speed and with greater intensity. I guarantee you he is telling you the truth. I guarantee you he is telling you the truth. Greater intensity. What does that mean? Well, I told you BlackRock CEO Larry Fink is the top official at the Treasury Department. Remember, the Treasury Department, who's the head of the Treasury Department now? Janet Yellen. What did Janet Yellen say the number one job of the Treasury is going to be? Social and environmental justice. Now add in the number two guy, Larry Fink from BlackRock. He said this last year, and I quote, "We are on the edge of a fundamental reshaping of finance because of the warming of the planet." He announced that climate change, not markets, climate change, not markets, will be central to investment decisions. Now, this is BlackRock saying this. BlackRock, remember? The United States, China, BlackRock. All of their investing now is going to be determined on environmental justice. So what does that mean when these companies need to have loans? They need to have investors. If they're not doing exactly what BlackRock says, they won't get any money. They'll be a pariah. Starting this month, coincidentally, if your company gets 25% of your revenue from fossil fuels, you're done. With BlackRock, you're done. You want to know why Tesla is going so crazy? You want to know why they're talking about the all-electric car that is happening everywhere? Everywhere, every car company is talking about electric cars. Electric cars have been around for a while. Can we think this through? Electric cars need electricity. Electricity is made by coal. But everybody's got to be electric. Why? Because the money won't be there for anything else. Starting this month, if your company gets 25% of its revenue from fossil fuels, you're done. If you don't submit a plan on how you plan to, quote, navigate the climate crisis. This is the world's largest money manager, and their executives are infested in multiple layers of the Biden administration. Big tech has merged with this administration and the government. And now financing is doing it too. If they can track your every thought, every word, and control all of the money and investment and what your business does, do you really think the Constitution is going to do anything? I cannot believe that liberals, real liberals, classic liberals and classic Democrats aren't all over this. How are you embracing this? This is insanity. This is the best of the Glenn Beck program, and we really want to thank you for listening.
So we just listened to a video from AOC where she says we need to rein in the media and we need to use all of our tools to make sure that they're not telling lies and all of these things. And we can all kind of recognize how that's going to work out for us.
Yeah.
Right? In conservative media. Not well.
No.
Yeah, she is successful here.
No.
Not well. If these tools are in place, not well. We are the targets.
Correct.
Here. And so I want to ask you this. Mm. Several years ago,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump
made
a very public plea.
Yes.
To change the libel laws in this country.
Nope.
At the time,
yep,
we disagreed with that and said, no, First Amendment, you can't be doing this. You have to, you know, we went through the whole argument.
Yep.
However, I would say the conservative zeitgeist generally liked that proposal.
Because we never learn from history that we have our guy in, so everything's going to be good. That's
right.
What the Democrats that aren't really paying attention, that's what they're doing. Oh, Joe Biden's in, so it won't be bad, and they can enact anything. not realizing it could be used against you in a next administration, or the people around are not really concerned about the next administration. Mm-hmm. They will use it that way.
So look, go back in time and let's do an alternate reality here. Donald Trump is successful in tightening up the libel laws. Then we have this change of administration, and people like AOC have tons of power to apply those laws in the way she just discussed.
Horrible.
Horrible, right?
Horrible.
Do we risk the same exact thing happening with big tech?
I don't think you're going to see big tech. Look, I'm very, very concerned in the short run.
Because we are all conservatives generally, and I don't think necessarily you and I, but generally speaking, conservatives right now are like, we need to regulate big tech. We need to go in there. We need to pass these laws. We got to make sure they're not banning us. We don't like that. We can't have this. The free market thing's not working here is essentially the approach of most of the right right now. It's understandable. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what is happening.
I agree that the free market is not working right now, but I don't necessarily have a solution. Mm-hmm. And regulation is very bad. Because the people who will write it will be Google and Facebook. Mm-hmm.
And then who will use it?
Google and Facebook.
And the left. Right? So this seems like a thing that...
You ever see the producers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You remember the end after, you know, they're in the bar and they're celebrating because they think it's the biggest flop ever. And then they hear the crowd... coming out going, this thing's going to run forever. And Gene Wilder, I don't remember who played him. I like the original, but he was just with his little blue blankie and he was like, no way out, no way out, no way out. I mean, that's pretty much no way out, Stu. No way out right now.
It does seem like, and maybe this is the way to think about it, we essentially have to build...
Yes.
A parallel economy that, yes, that treasures free speech and free markets.
And there are people that are working on it, but it's not right now.
Not fast enough.
Not fast enough. I've been begging people. I've said this on the air for 10 years. Is anyone thinking about the infrastructure of a radio-free America? Is anyone thinking about it?
You have been talking about that.
And the answer was no, because this is all crazy stuff and it's never going to happen. And, well, here we are. I want to show you the reason why my doctor yesterday was like, your blood pressure down, get your blood pressure down. I was like, okay. He's like, what can you do? Can you walk? And I'm like, yeah, I'm walking already. And he's like, okay, what else? And I was like, I could never watch the news again. That might help.
Mm. It's an interesting proposal. I want to hear more.
I know. This is what has got my blood pressure going. Let me start with this. If you happen to be watching, I'll describe them if you're not watching, if you're just listening to us. But if you're watching, I want you to look up. Let's show. This is the one. Refuse to be silenced. This is a protest poster. The largest armed protest ever to take place on American soil is scheduled for next week. I cannot tell you how dangerous this is. This is the end of the republic. One person does something next week violently, and it is over. It is over. Now, I saw this poster, I think, what, Monday, Tuesday? And what did I say, Stu?
You said it looked like... communist art, basically. It does. Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's got the red and yellow colors. And it has the style, the fonts you see in these left-wing protests.
I said, anybody who's doing right-wing, they don't have the art in the soul.
We're not talented enough.
We're not talented enough in art to do something like that.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, look what we found. Mm. An election night watch party from the left. It's exactly the same poster.
Yeah.
Somebody ripped this poster off. And the question is, why? Is this a person that has helped start this and is fueling this that doesn't think anyone will find that they ripped off the poster? They're not concerned about being sued.
but nobody's going to find it? Is it somebody on the right that said, oh, no, they will find it, and so they'll think that people on the left started it? Or is it actually someone on the left that is so arrogant they think that no one will find the election night watch party poster? Or is it someone who is setting it up for another conspiracy theory? You see what I'm saying? There's no truth. You don't know the truth, and the truth will probably never be known. And Reichstag fire, it doesn't matter who started the fire. Doesn't matter. It happened when the Germans first took control. And I am not comparing the Democrats to the Germans. What I'm saying is this country is on a course that ended horribly for the Germans. They printed money. They had a party get into control that forced everyone to do exactly what they say. Within weeks, they controlled everything, all of the newspapers, all of the outliers. Anyone who disagreed with the Nazis was shut down violently. Their children were re-educated. Their children were turning in their parents because I don't think they're really with Hitler and this new Nazi movement. All of these things, we're on the road there. It doesn't mean it ends there. It just means get off this road.
Yeah, when you come to a split in the road and one of the roads leads to Naziville, don't say, you know, let's take a few steps down that road. That's not a good argument.
So everything that I have said in the last week, as this show has come on, I have prayed harder than I ever have on this show and what I'm supposed to say to you. And I am overwhelmed with prepare for tough times. It's going to get worse before it gets better. We are in these days. Make sure your family and everything is secure. Don't get involved in a national political movement, especially right now. The problem is not politics, it's the heart. And that's a strategic move. These rallies, you want to do something next week for a rally? Rally your church and pray for protection of the outgoing president, the incoming president, and people on all sides. Pray for peace. I am so concerned. And I have reason, spiritual reason, to be concerned. I am so concerned about next week. Please, the National Guard, the Secret Service, please be on the top of your game. And everyone within the sound of my voice, do nothing that reflects badly on this cause. Do nothing. The next stupid, violent movement. I don't care. I'm with you. I know it drives me nuts. After all summer long, could we just play the not the excuse of violence, but the actual inciting of violence from Democrats over the summer?
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Please tell me, how that's not inciting violence.
All that together is unbelievable.
I feel the same way you do. I beg you, go the other way, please. Next week is going to be the most dangerous time in our republic, I think, since the Civil War. One stupid move. And they will do all the things that you think they want to do. These people are radicals. Do not play into their hands.